Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, the text line is open, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, text me laser. I'll send you the screenshot. You can get a hold of Carlene over there at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office and schedule an appointment. Get the Trucker Randy discount, the two-pack, $99. Basically, be able to get two treatments for less than $100. Decide if it's for you. If it works for you, great. If you need more, you can always buy then a package. But this is a discounted price for my listeners only. You do have to mention Trucker Randy or the radio station in order to get the two-pack discounted price of $99. Normally, it's, I believe, $60 a treatment. So you can get a discounted price for mentioning our show. And if you want more, you can actually, I believe, buy a six-pack of treatments for $50. So save some money, get the treatments, and see if it works for you. One of the things I was noticing as I was prepping for the show this morning was what is potentially, again, going on these last 6-7 days of legislative session regarding the legislature. They're wrapping up the year. They're done with deer season. They're done with Thanksgiving. Now they're heading into the holidays, the Christmas season, the parties, and basically going to be finishing up this week and next week back in session right now. But one of the things that they are looking at, and this was kind of interesting, because the Attorney General yesterday described two Virginia men sentenced for 2020 robocalls. This was done during the presidential election between Donald Trump, the sitting president, let me back this up. This story doesn't even make sense. 2020 robocalls. Okay, there it is. That's it. So the election between Biden and Trump, when Trump was running for re-election, well, during that particular November general election, two gentlemen from Virginia targeted Detroit, calling them in Detroit the black voters' sociopaths likely to reoffend, is what the description were of these two men from Virginia, based on what they did targeting black voters in Detroit. There we go. Got that all straightened out. It's worded very poorly, but I got through it. The attorneys for the co-defendants, John Berkman and Jacob Wool, disagreed with that characterization, as well as the Attorney General's comments that states are engaging in racial gerrymandering disguised as redistricting, which they said they had nothing to do with, nor did their clients. The defendants in this case, their conduct used every racist dog whistle imaginable. Fear of incarceration, fear of the government, fear of one's benefits being taken away. These tactics were used to steal the most fundamental right that we often take for granted, and that is what makes their conduct so deplorable and downright dangerous, Attorney General Dana Nessel said. They led lives and careers that are wrapped in fraud and deceit, manipulation, at a great expense to others. And this pattern of fraud and abuse and deceit, I'm fearful that it's not only going to stop with today's sentencing. Basically, their attorneys were asking for a slap on the wrist. Well, Attorney General Dana Nessel was going for more than that. One of the attorneys, Scott Grable, who represents Berkman, said his client has paid a pretty hard price for his conduct, including having a felony record and a substantial civil judgment from the state of New York, where the two men from Virginia also made these type of robocalls. New York's attorney general reached an agreement with Berkman and Wall back in April of 2024. It called for them to pay up to $1.25 million for making robocalls that were targeting black voters and transmitting false and threatening messages to discourage their voting. Grable, the attorney for Berkman, rejected Nessel's comments that the quoted media who claimed Berkman's conduct had continued, saying that there's been no proof of other pending charges related to fraudulent behavior whatsoever. Grable said he's not getting off scot-free, and he regrets the robocalling activity very deeply. Another attorney, William Amdio, who represents Wohl, also objected to Nessel's comments about his client. The attorney general is using this as a political platform. Can we please stick to the facts of this case? Berkman of Arlington, Virginia, Wohl of Fairfax, Virginia, were charged in October of 2020 and were sentenced to 1 year non-reporting probation for their no-contest plea bargain to bribing or intimidating voters, conspiracy to commit an election law violation, and using a computer to commit both of those crimes. The defendant's sentence was a Cobbs agreement, which meant Wayne County Circuit Judge Margaret Van Houten tentatively agreed to a predetermined sentence agreement. If she deterred from that agreement, the defendants could have then withdrawn their guilty plea. The judge said she was appalled by the robocall activity when she first heard of this case, and clearly seen it as an attempt to suppress minority votes in the city of Detroit. The judge also expressed concern that it would happen again, but she said she had no reason not to follow the Cobbs agreement. I'm concerned that these activities might happen again, the judge said, but unfortunately there's no proof that they've actually engaged in any of our other conduct or misconduct. It would cause me not to be able to follow the Cobbs agreement. The calls began in late August of 2020, continued up until the arrest was made in October, where the two reached out to nearly 12,000 residents, all with phone numbers in the 313 area code. 313, of course, being basically the Detroit area, Wayne County. Callers said voting by mail would place voters' personal information into a public database that police could use to track down individuals with outstanding warrants, and that by voting by mail could give credit card companies information to collect outstanding debts as well as other financial collection abilities, according to Dana Nessel's Attorney General's office. The robocall also claimed that the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were attempting to use vote-by-mail records to track individuals determining whether or not they had received the mandatory vaccines. The robocall named Berkman and Wall as responsible for these calls and claimed them to be the founders of a, quote, civil rights organization, unquote, naming the project 1599. It closed with a message urging the predominantly black recipients to not be finessed into giving your private information to the man. Stay safe and beware of voting by mail. Both Wall and Berkman declined to comment, saying that their attorney statements were enough for the record. Well, the judge took it under advisement and is going to determine whether or not the sentencing is going to be increased and they end up having to go to trial. What they basically did is they plea bargained the deal. They pled guilty under a promise that they would never do it again. That's basically what a Cobbs agreement is. So we'll see where this case goes. We'll see if the Attorney General pushes the judge to reconsider the Cobbs agreement and actually seek deeper, harder sentencing for the two gentlemen. But you can see basically from her statement that she made in the courtroom, Attorney General Dana Nessel was actually there making the statement. The defendants in this case, their conduct used every racist dog whistle imaginable. Fear of incarceration, fear of the government, fear of one's benefits being taken away. These tactics were used to steal the most fundamental right that we often take for granted, and that is what makes their conduct so deplorable and downright dangerous. Really, Dana? That's how you perceive the right to vote. Downright dangerous. Because these gentlemen made a phone call and put doubt in these black people's minds within the 313 area code, targeting primarily, the story says, black voters. Well, she described them as sociopaths and most likely to reoffend. So again, we'll follow this and see where this goes. I'm going to get into this story right now. We're not going to have time to complete it. But another environmental advocate has released a report against the Line 5 tunnel project. This group will not go away and have come out supposedly with another report. Oil and water don't mix. Released a report yesterday arguing against the proposed Mackinac Straits Tunnel. We'll get into all that information as they put out this report, 14 pages long. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Oil and Water Don't Mix released a report yesterday arguing that the proposed Mackinac Straits Tunnel would cost taxpayers money. Okay. Enbridge is paying the entire thing, so how is it going to cost taxpayers money? The group also released polling results. Indicating support for the environment. Well, of course, we support the environment. That's why we want the tunnel made, built, so we can get rid of those pipelines laying on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy said the claims made in the 14-page report were not new, that the tunnel project was backed by Michiganders, and Enbridge did have the funding to take full responsibility if something were to happen to Line 5 in the Strait. Enbridge continues to advance the Great Lakes Tunnel Project at the Straits of Mackinac to make an already safe pipeline even safer. The project is currently moving through comprehensive state and federal review processes designed to ensure the highest standards of environmental protection are taken, Duffy said. He also went on to say that the state-of-the-art tunnel would eliminate any risk of oil being released into the Straits of Mackinac. While according to this report from Oil and Water Don't Mix, they claim that the tunnel would be the property of the state, not the property of Enbridge. And if something disastrous happened, the state could end up with a $4 billion bill. Where are they getting that number from? And if something happened, they went on to say that Enbridge's liability coverage is only $1 billion and that the cost could exceed $50 billion. Again, where are they getting that number? Well, Duffy countered and said that Enbridge provides the state with financial filings and insurances to guarantee taxpayers wouldn't have the burden of any costs that fall under Enbridge's responsibility. As one of North America's leading energy companies, Enbridge has the financial strength, the resources, and proven track record to take full responsibility for all aspects of our operations, including incident response and cleanup should they ever be needed. Well, oil and water don't mix, coordinator Sean McBreedy said it isn't worth the risk, and pointed to a recent poll taken by the Great Lakes Business Network that showed that 70% of the people were opposed to fast-tracking the Line 5 oil tunnel pipeline. The poll asked if protecting natural resources should be a state priority. 88% agreed with that statement. 81% opposed any weakening protection of the Great Lakes. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Of course, everyone should agree that we should protect the natural resources as being a state priority. Frankly, I'd like to know what the other 12% think. You're not for protecting natural resources? Really? Why not? Anything goes? No, nobody believes that. And nobody wants to weaken any protections of the Great Lakes. That's why we want the tunnel built. Get rid of this stupid pipeline. I forget how many years it's been there. What, 60, 70 years? Sitting on top of the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. Terrorist attacks. A freighter dropping an anchor during a heavy, horrific storm. Wanting to sit there with an anchored freighter to avoid any further damage to the ship or to their product on board, could drag across that pipeline and rip it right out. Now, I know Enbridge has sensors in place. In the event of a break, they can immediately turn off the flow and actually reverse and start sucking oil back through the pipeline. Until they get water, which means they've gotten all the oil out of the line, then they can shut off the pumps. State Representative Tristan Cole and others went and actually viewed that process a couple of years ago. Been in place a long time. Well, McBreedy said the report was a compilation of existing data that took the group about a month to put together. He said no state agency has evaluated the end-to-end risk, the costs, or liabilities of the Mackinac Straits Tunnel project, and that it was the tunnel itself that would shunt the costs of any cleanup of the state. He claimed the Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority was not an oversight group, but a willing partner in the tunnel project. That is a false, bald-faced lie statement. The Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority was put together under Governor Rick Snyder, and they spent a year and a half researching all the options to the pipeline. The tunnel was found to be the best replacement. They were not a willing partner in the project in any way, shape, or form. Our number two to today's show, we'll be right back.